Hello from Dave and Ruff from Bart. Man, boat, dog, and a chunky knit. It's a wholesome romantic self-image I've nurtured since youth. As I grew up, I modified my views on knitwear and later fancied a mature Dave would be as mystical as Moitissier, as buccaneering as Eric Taberley, as steadfast as Knox Johnston. A man's man, and a lady's man too. And that's where I hope the boat and the dog might help. The boat to impress, and the dog for a bit of PR. How could women resist? Obviously, I've had setbacks along the way. The boat's a sailfish 18, and I've only got half a dog. The half that incurs vet bills belongs to Martha, my ex. Bart is what's generically known as a Jack Russell Terrier, which is a euphemism for total canine dysfunction, pure undiluted evil packaged in a bundle of cuteness. In fact, Jack Russells are responsible for 85% of all chip and PIN credit card fraud. But it's a mark of their low human cunning that they've managed to frame Labradors for the rest. The fact that none of this is generally known just proves how clever they are. What's more, Bart is a bad one. A randy criminal mastermind with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And that's about the only positive thing I can think to say about him. But of course it's not all his fault. He comes from a broken home. It was my resolution that 2007 would be the year that Bart became a sea dog to be proud of. It's been a battle of wits, and so far the little bastard's won every round. When Bart looks in the mirror, he sees something magnificent. When he looks at my sailfish, he sees something that fills him with rage and contempt. He can't shag it. He can't eat it, although he's tried both. So that only leaves the third option, killing it. The only nautical manoeuvre he's got to grips with is heaving to. Every time I try to tack, it becomes a tug of war as he grabs the other end of the Genoa sheet and brings the boat to a standstill. My longest passage with him last year was 13 nerve-jangling miles to Brightlingsea. And just to put me on edge, he behaved himself all the way. When I went to sleep that night, he was lying beside me on his special stink blanket, farting merrily. When I woke at 6 a.m., I found he'd somehow burrowed past me to the bottom of my sleeping bag. I rose as quietly as I could, slipped the mooring, started the outboard. Nothing. Thank God the little devil was still asleep. Then, all hell broke loose. He did the full Bart. His piercing, non-stop bark shattered the silence. Hatches were flung open as bleary-eyed boaters swore at us. By now, hounds as far away as Wivenhoe were responding in full cry. Huskies at both poles had overturned their sleds in support. Bart peed contentedly in the corner of the cockpit. Job done. Bart's put on similar performances all over the Blackwater. If they awarded nautical ASBOs, he'd be the most decorated dog in history. In fact, on the latest chart updates for the East Coast, Bart's included as a hazard to shipping. The taproom sages of Morden reckon the real problem is me. It embarrasses him that my sailfish isn't a sunseeker. I can see the point. He is an Essex dog, after all, so his idea of elegant sophistication is him in Ray-Bans, his hair all gelled up in spiky tufts, riding a jet ski and towing an inflatable banana, straddled by scantily clad Jack Russell bitches. But there's more to it than that. The little mutt has got an overdeveloped sense of entitlement. Basically, he owns the River Blackwater, and he doesn't like other people being on it. If anything comes within half a mile, he goes murderously and snarlingly ballistic. This applies to boys and lands, as well as boats. If ever I do an Atlantic crossing, I'll take him along. He's better than radar. It would be a foolish pirate that boarded my Sailfish with Bart around. One of Bart's other problems is boundaries. He doesn't have any. In marinas, he just hops on any boat he fancies for a sniff, rummage, and a quick ravage of the soft furnishings. Having him castrated 5 years ago has had no noticeable effect. I even think a lobotomy wouldn't make any difference. You see, Jack Russells defy the normal rules of nature. There's a regular at the Morden Little Ship Club called Graham, who sails in what we call white goods. You know, one of those shiny, white, clean sailing appliances, a Magilux or Electromix or some such, that you just set to a slow spin and leave to its own devices. Bart's boarded his boat once, that's all, and all Graham says every time I see him is, "Still can't get your bloody dog's hairs out of my bilges. Make mine a pint, will you?" Graham has a Labrador, which is a shame because all Labradors do is behave. Molly, of course, is a consummate sea dog, can plot waypoints and all that, and anyone who sailed with Graham knows sensible old Molly is really the brains of the organisation. But in a way, Molly makes me appreciate Bart even more. You see, Jack Russells aren't supposed to behave. Chaos is what they do. It's their job. Which brings me to Louis, who is the saddest, most wretched specimen of a Jack Russell that ever humped a fender. Louis belongs to Tessa and Jamie, who are a bespoke kind of couple, who have sailed a bespoke old wooden tub with no engine, and that's something that really cuts the mustard with the Morden Real Ale Smock Druids. Likewise, Louis is also bespoke. He's a parson's Jack Russell, which is the posh version, if you please. Louis will trottle around the deck, responding to commands like, "Louis, sprice the thrice, old chap," or, "Louis, thimble the grimble, there's a good boy." It's absolutely sickening. No, Bart's his own man, or dog, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I just wish Musto did canine straitjackets.